My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Play by Jonathan Ornelas, Derek Jeter style, with the leap and the throw and the follow-through that carried him into foul territory. Wow, what a play.
What a play indeed. As your Texas Rangers, y'all are now three games back after another win over the Chicago White Sox. Entire morning family is together with the 6 a.m. Club for the Hump Day Edition.
Hey.
With Sean RJ and the wet blanket, Bobby Roberto Belt.
Yeah, look, when you are beating down the worst team in baseball, and I mean handily beating them down with these one-run victories in just by the skin of your teeth, that has to be a reason that you hold on to all these free agents who are going to be gone next year in the name of, no, I don't want a top 50 prospect. I don't want a long-term reliever with a couple years of control. I don't want any of that for 2025 when we're back healthy and hitting the way we need to. I want to win that damn division title with 85 victories and be able to say, we did it, guys. We won the division. That's all that matters. We made our appearance in the playoffs to get swept by Cleveland or whoever.
Look, I respect you for just being honest and trying to inject the dose of reality and not being homer, Bobby fan like maybe you would be for the football team in town.
17-0, baby.
This, what's 17-0?
That's what the Cowboys are going to be.
That's what they're going to be.
Yeah. Yep.
This to me is not about this year. It's about next year.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fool myself into believing that they're actual legit contenders. And I would respect Chris Young, even if he sold small, for saying, I don't care that we are now three games back. We are barely squeaking by the White Sox, and we're not good enough. I'm not going to go ahead and make this mistake and be fooled by crappy Chicago. This, to me, is about next year. I just want us all to be on the same page and believing that the Texas Rangers should try to be still a championship contender next season.
Yes, I that's the way that is.
Even though you're trying to deal Valdi.
Yeah, I'm trying to sell guys that they're all expiring. I don't want to deal anybody that's under control for a while. Valdi is technically not expiring.
Yeah.
David Robertson is a club option, but David Robertson is almost 40 years old, and he's a reliever, which can be a fickle spot. But yeah, I think they absolutely are going to be one of the contenders in Major League Baseball next year. That's why, to me, it's like, start stocking up some young talent. A lot of your core, Semien, Seager, those are guys 30 and older.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it's just about being able to sustain this a little bit and replenish talent so that this window can stay open and you can compete again next year.
You could buy and sell. Baltimore's going to do that. Baltimore's going to sell and buy.
How's Baltimore going to sell? What veterans are they going to deal off?
They're looking at, there's talk that Mountcastle and Cedric Mullins are going to be on the block. And, you know, Jeff Passan wrote an article yesterday on all, in latest intel on all 30 teams, and they are listed in the they are going to buy and sell. That's, to me, that is what a lot of teams should be doing. Selling is always, almost always pretty good. You're, you know, at least like in theory. In theory, you can't control what you get back in terms of how that player progresses. But, you know, the idea that not every team has all nine guys they love. You can upgrade every position. So you can buy and sell at the same time. And, you know, like I said, like, you know, Baltimore is one of the teams being talked about as being sellers and buyers. They're the best team in the American League. They got the best record.
Texas has sold enough in the process of getting to the where they got for their championship. You ended up, depending on how things work out with Scherzer. Scherzer was obviously not able to really be part of the playoff run. He was in there very little bit, but I mean, it's not like you, Scherzer could have missed that entire playoff run and they still win the World Series in all likelihood. Scherzer has come back and we don't have a lot of clarity about how much longer he's going to be able to pitch. Or every single day seems to be a thing of like, did his arm fall off last night or not? We don't know. That's a question every single start. And you gave up a top 100 prospect for that. In Luis Angel Acuña. So, I mean, you've sold enough parts and you've had enough potential busts. Jack Leiter may not work out the way that you originally thought. Kumar Rocker's having to come back off of Tommy John surgery. Different pitchers have not clicked the way they wanted, like Owen White. They've done enough to push guys out of their farm system, had other busts, that to me it's like, I don't want to sell or I don't want to buy anymore right now. So you've spent money, and let's stock the farm back up a little bit.
So give me the names that you're okay with dealing off that fit under your qualifications.
It would be Eovaldi, Lorenzen, Heaney, maybe Gray. Gray's got a couple years left, though. I'm not as eager to sell Gray, but Gray's been mentioned as if the Rangers sell, they would be interested in trading him.
Yeah, because I mean, because of the amount of years he has left, I mean, he could present some value.
Leclerc, Yates, Robertson, Adolis. Like, I don't think, I think your peak value on Adolis, you got to get ahead of things a little bit as much as you can. And there's already signs that that's going to, I think your peak value for Adolis is going to be right now.
Oh, for sure. I mean, he doesn't have a lot of youth left, if any. And, you know, he's going to want a 5-year deal when his when he comes up to free agency. He's going to want, you know, 4 or 5 years. I don't know that the Rangers are going to want to give him that.
It's really difficult.
He's 31.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to hit 240 next year. So a bounce back is probably coming. All right. He's a career 237 hitter, but the years before this, 243, 250, 245, and he's all the way down at 206. So is this the peak? Because this has been as big a down year as he's had in 4 seasons.
Peak from the standpoint of, like, all right, he's known as a, you're getting him for the playoff run. You're a team that's going to get him for the playoffs.
Yeah.
He showed you last year that he is a big-time playoff performer.
Yeah.
And that is a valuable, like, that's a very valuable intangible that teams, I think, will overpay for.
I just want to be sure that we're okay with getting rid of him when the likelihood is next year he hits 245 with 28 home runs. I just want to make sure I reset what the norm is.
Let me give you a quote from the great band The 1975, who neither of you have heard of. Nope. But it's one of my favorite quotes in a song, and it's, don't fall in love with the moment and think you're in love with the girl.
Yes.
Don't fall in love with last year's moment and think you're in love with all these players and that you just can't let them go.
I should have heard of them.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you, man. They touch you deep. It's right there in your soul.
I mean, it's a great line, and it is a great philosophy. I'm telling you that it's 240 and 28 home runs next year unless injuries chop him down or this is the beginning of the end, but he's 31.
Probably, and while his average has been, it hasn't been this low before, we're still talking about a corner outfielder that, because he's a very free swinger in a lot of instances and he does go through these boom or bust moments, talking about a corner outfielder that outside of 1 year, his career high OPS was 756. I mean, that's not a guy typically that you're going to, especially 31, aging, signs of decline already. Go find a team that says, you know, we're desperate for somebody who can threaten with power, even if they're hitting 200. We need somebody who can threaten with power, pinch hit, do different things for us.
If you're a team on the, I don't know, Rosarena's contract situation, but if you're a team out there looking for a big bat, are you trading for a Rosarena or a Dolas?
A Rosarena.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's starting to come on a little bit as of late as well. I mean, go ahead and trade for him here. Add your bat and have your Luca Joker bro friendship.
Right.
Have your love fest.
So last year, Adolis' barrel percentage was 16%. You know, every other year of his career, including this one, it's been 13 or lower. So his barrel percentage last year was up. Maybe that was a career year. Now, his batting average wasn't necessarily any different or appreciably different last year than in other years. This year, it's much, much lower. I'd have to go deep dive into his batting average on balls in play this year versus the last couple of years and how that's different.
If I told you, for instance, that, hey, all you're going to get, all you're going to max out on Adolis Garcia is a reliever. Okay, like Tim Herron from the Cleveland Guardians. The Guardians are rumored to want an outfielder for the rotation. They want more pop. Adolis would fit those sort of things. Adolis still has a cannon in right field. Like, he can make plays for you defensively. I know that there's issues fielding, but in terms of his ability to get runners out and save you runs, he's a difference maker in that sense. If Cleveland says, hey, we'll unload one of these relievers, and you look at a guy like Tim Herron, who is 6'6 lefty for them, has few more years of control under his belt, is a lefty who can throw 96 out of the bullpen, and has shown really good strikeout numbers and shown good peripheral statistics. Would you consider that a loss if all I got for Adolis was a controllable reliever who can throw with a lot of heat from the left side?
I wanted to say yes, I consider it a loss, but not if I'm trying to contend next year.
Exactly.
And I lose Yates and, you know, other bullpen pieces. I put up the poll question. The Rangers are now 3 games back in the West. What do you want them to do for the deadline? The options are small buyers, big buyers, sell small, sell big. 26% of the Tolos are saying be small buyers right now. 59% are saying be small buyers. 26% saying buy big. 13% agreeing with Bobby, sell small. 1.6 saying sell big. So, you know, the fan belief is going to say bye.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the people the fan text this morning have been saying, like, they're the defending champs, like, that you do not sell when you're this close to winning the division. That's a loser's mentality. If they sell small, I don't have a problem with it. If they buy small, I don't have a problem with it. I don't know about buying big. I don't think you need. Plus, I don't think you can buy big this year. There's not enough.
You can't buy big unless Texas goes on the market.
Right. They're the only ones that can really allow a team to buy big. If I'm going to trade Adolis, I don't want some relief pitcher.
Let's head on over to the Odyssey app, a brand new feature. We asked the Tolos to weigh in on what you want the Rangers to do.
That's right. And Tolos, it's real simple to use. Just go to the Odyssey app, click 105.3 The Fan, click the microphone button. You can leave us up to a minute-long message. And the question was, should the Rangers be buyers or sellers? And we have Thomas and Alito starting us off on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, gentlemen. Safe travels out to Oxnard.
Thank you.
Tolo, baby.
Yeah.
The Rangers should hold. I would hate to be buyers based off of fool's gold. We won a couple games against the White Sox. You know, very timely that the armpit in Seattle loses as well. But it is what it is. We are where we are. I'd hate to squander minor league talent that could help us in the future off of fool's gold. We have injured players coming back. That's going to give us, you know, late season insurgence of talent at the plate and the bullpen and at starting pitching, especially if DeGrom is able to come back. So just hold. Let all of your talent come in, give you that late season insurgence. And this is already a World Series roster. If DeGrom comes back, technically we're a little bit better off than we were last year. So let's just hold strong. Hold the line.
Wow, that will go down in history as the first Odyssey app message ever, and that was a fantastic one. Who else we got, Pepe?
We have Michael in Grapevine with a quick buy or sell answer here for the Rangers.
Hey, guys, it's Mike in Grapevine.
I say, let's go buy. Rangers gonna win it again. Back-to-back pennant, baby. Woo!
Chop.
If they trade Heaney and Lorenzen, I don't consider that like selling. Like they're selling. I don't think that changes their outlook one bit.
Okay. Why not?
Because the presumption would be is that
they're not in the rotation
eventually this year.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Right? You know, now they know the status of DeGrom obviously far better than we do, and they would never tell us. But if they trade those guys and then they also maybe go pick up somebody else, like they're selling and buying, I think it's an indication that DeGrom and Malley are ready or you're close to being ready.
Yeah.
Like close to rehab stuff and everything.
Because if I want to sell all these Heaney-type pitchers, Bobby, and I want to be a contender next year, I still need to build a starting rotation. And I'm not counting Max Scherzer a lot in that.
No, but I mean, and
Malley, let's build it.
Malley, DeGrom, John Gray. You've got probably next year you would go. I'm just trying to think which ones they would. You're not going to sell off all of them. So, I mean, Malley, DeGrom, Gray, can't count Scherzer, Dunning, and then whoever your fifth is, free agent acquisition.
Yeah.
Or minor league guy that's available. That's up there.
How great do I feel about that?
I mean, how great do you feel about Heaney repeating what he's done this year? Lorenzen's peripherals are bad. I know he's a bit of a gamer, but Lorenzen is a guy with a FIP, a fielding independent pitching. It's 5-2.
Yeah.
It's bad.
You look at it. You name me the team that has five good starters. Like they just that doesn't exist.
The Celtics.
Yeah. you got your top three, DeGrom, Malley, Gray, next year. Okay, and then they're Dunning as your four. I mean, that's a pretty damn good starting rotation.
We touched on this a little bit, I think, while you were out, Sean. Chop and I talked about it with Eric. I think we've maybe also oversold Malley.
Of course.
Like Malley being grouped in with the Scherzer DeGrom thing, when you look at it, it's like, why are we talking about him as like this is a savior that you're waiting on?
Because But I disagree with what you just said of your top three, a pretty damn good rotation. I mean, that's not scary to me.
Okay, but is John Gray
is the three and Malley is the two?
John Gray is the three, fine. You could also throw Eovaldi in there. They could re-sign him.
Yeah, that swings things.
Yeah, I mean, if you have Gray as your as three or four and Malley as your three or four. Yeah, because like Malley's not at the top of the rotation guy. But I'm just saying, like, you know, is Baltimore's rotation scary? Outside of their top two? Not to me.
Is the CeeDee Lamb holdout official? Michael Gallup is gone, and Dak is getting 60 mil or way more inside the star as we are leaving for California today, next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And
thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Is the Cowboys opening press conference going to be moved for the second time to tomorrow? Why did Michael Gallup retire? And is the CeeDee Lamb holdout official? Good morning, Metroplex. Shout out to the 6 a.m. club. I see Robert King, Kid Cowboy, Clifford Keith. I see Darth. I see Cam all on the YouTube and Twitch. Thank y'all on the Odyssey app for the amazing messages. We still have one more to play later on and hopefully many more throughout the entire show. And, of course, you're appreciated. If you're there for us, as always, listening on the radio. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, as Adam Schefter tweeted out breaking news, RJ, that I know caught you off guard.
Yeah, I felt this was very much... An exclusive, to put it lightly. I thought we had already...
To a T.
What's up?
To a T, an exclusive.
Yeah,
that was his point. Just let it get out there, Bobby. Just let RJ own his phrase.
I thought we had already established this, that CeeDee Lamb was going to be holding out. Was I wrong?
Adam Schefter with the tweet, CeeDee Lamb, who has been unable to land the type of contract extension other wideouts have, is not expected to report to training camp today with the rest of his team, entering the last year of a scheduled contract to pay him $18 million this season. Calvin Watkins has kind of been all over this reporting. And Calvin yesterday said that they have not had substantial contract talks with Lamb. A person with knowledge of the discussions said.
Yeah, just threw me off because I was like, we kind of already knew this.
So, Bobby, you thought it was going to be a hold in?
No. I had thought if he showed up, he was practicing. Like, if he shows up, he's not going to play. I had a thought about, if you had asked me 3 months ago, I thought, I don't see him holding out. Just because I thought about how the way that he is in terms of his competitiveness and how he wants to be a leader and things like that. And I don't think that this runs counter to that. Like, I don't think he's not competitive or not a leader because he's holding out here. It's just, I thought he would have more of that approach, but it's clearly played out over the last 3 months where this was the direction he was starting to go with this, and that this is the direction that he was being advised to go with this by his agent.
So someone from Fansided, Bobby.
I mean, it just might be 50-50. Hit me with it.
Someone from Fansided said, here's the one thing no one is reporting. There's no guaranteed money this season for Lamb. One injury and that could be it. And to do that without any guaranteed money that you've proven you've earned, yeah, this is smart for all sides in reality. What do you make of that?
I don't, like, does he mean pass?
I'm asking you what he means because I don't know.
I have no idea what he means. That sounds like something that Fansided would have hired. Because generally, like, I mean, it's not even, fifth year options are completely guaranteed. So if he's saying he has no money guaranteed past this season, but he just said he has no money, this guaranteed money this season. Yes, he does. It's fully guaranteed.
By the way, Amari Cooper is getting a $5 million raise, and they're guaranteeing his salary for this season. No years were added to Amari's contract. He was being brought up a lot yesterday over the bitterness of fans thinking that Michael Gallup was kept over Amari Cooper, but Amari still remains on track to hit free agency in March of next year. And he had a career high in receiving yards last season with a revolving cast of quarterbacks. He put up 1,250 still.
It's almost like he's really good.
You think he is?
Yeah.
Think he gets open at a high rate?
Yeah, it's weird.
I think he can run a route or two.
Yeah. It's odd how effective he can be.
You know, he cared with Flacco. He doesn't always care. He cared with Joe Flacco. Is.
Yeah, he just wanted to work harder for Joe. That's what it was. He really found football. He found football.
He's also just playing a bunch of immunocompromised guys, and he's not. And so,
where do you want to take it in terms of Jerry lawsuit solved? Cowboy presser maybe tomorrow, or Michael Gallup retiring from the Raiders?
We can start off with the Gallup thing because, I mean, that was something we referenced yesterday when we were talking about Diggs starting on PUP and the ACL injury, and that's something to monitor because how are you going to bounce back from that? Michael was a guy who that knee injury ruined his career. Michael Gallup was a guy on the rise, was one of the better deep ball targets in the NFL. Not in terms of from a speed standpoint, but in the way that he would track the ball, adjust to the ball, be able to make contested catches down the field. He was one of the best in the NFL at it. And that knee injury really, I think, robbed him, athletically, but not just athletically. I think he felt a ton of psychological fatigue and pressure. There were times in 22 when he came back. If you go look at it, there are times Gallup is thrown a hitch route on the first snap of the game, or they're throwing him three targets on the first drive. That was a concerted effort from the Cowboys to, hey, let's get Michael's confidence back up. Like, let's build Michael up because Michael's having some trouble right now. And he dealt with a lot off the field, a lot of personal turmoil, public and private. Everybody knew the report back 5 years ago that he lost a brother to suicide in the middle of a game. And he's had a lot of personal trouble, a lot of personal grief. And ultimately, I think it came down to they looked at it and said, the Cowboys did when they were evaluating things at the end of last year. They looked at it and said, Michael is... He's his head's not in football anymore the same way that it was. And I was surprised he even signed anywhere because it felt so much like things had just changed for him. And I saw somebody on Twitter last night try to say Michael Gallup got paid and then checked out. That is not what happened with Michael Gallup. Michael Gallup did not want to coast. There's a viral clip of after a drop last year, Brandon Cooks telling him, hey, you're great. You're going to be great. Come on, stay with me. And people just look at it as like, oh, that's encouraging. It's like, no, that's a concerted effort from the team the last couple years to make sure that Michael knew your value. You can still do this. Come on, dude. Like, come on back. You're still there. And it was just, it's a sad ending. I think if that knee injury doesn't happen against the Cardinals, Michael Gallup's career is very different. He might still be here in Dallas.
I mean, he was tracking to being a much better player than he turned out to be after the knee injury. There's no doubt. I mean, he was over 1,000 yards. I just think it was clear that it was the injury just completely derailed his career, his mental makeup, his mindset, everything. And then, you know, what happens to how guys recover from injuries? I mean, that's the thing that everybody just assumes. Oh, you know, he'll just go have Tommy John. He'll be back. Well, you don't know. Everybody's body rejects things differently. Sometimes you can't get over it. You can't get over the it just feels different. It's mental. And it appears that way with Michael Gallup. You know, do the Cowboys have a higher, because you mentioned this yesterday, do the Cowboys have a higher rate of injury of ACLs not recovering?
In recent history, it's felt that way. And now, obviously, that's anecdotal. I haven't looked at every other team and seen the narratives about, man, they really struggled the first year after the ACL, but definitely here the last several ACL injuries they've had trouble bouncing back.
I feel bad if the mental took over, but he was always overrated around here. They should have dealt him while they could. I will take that as a minor small W that I was saying for years, despite some of the homers in town trying to convince me he could possibly be a number one. Didn't see it, never felt it.
Oh, never. No, I don't think anybody ever said he'd be number one.
Okay, well,
I mean, there were some fans who tried to say that.
Well, there's some media people too. There were some media people and like a strong, no doubt, number two. I have my doubts over that. I'll even concede that if you want to make him a lockdown number two.
I think he was on the path to being that. I think he was on the path to being a strong number two receiver, and it looked like he was going to achieve it. But I agree. I don't think he was ever fully there.
Yeah, a second year guy with 1,100 yards and 17 yards per catch. That's pretty good.
Okay,
never a number one.
Well, don't forget the rest of the years.
Well, that's the thing. The rest of the years happened.
Yeah. 877-881-1053. Franklin Franco, injury attorney, text line. Yesterday, Adam Schefter rocking the morning show when we read on TV his latest on Dak Prescott's money.
That's going to be the one that resets the quarterback market when it gets done, whether that's in season, unlikely, or after the season, more likely. And when that gets done, when that guy's got no conditions attached to his contract, and he can't be franchised, and he can't be transition tagged, and he can leave, and he can open up the bidding for his services, Dak Prescott's going to get a deal north of $60 million a year. It might be more, way more.
So I was on the phone with Broadus on the way home, and he goes, what do I need to know? What's going on? His Broadus weekly intel.
Boy, he is on edge lately, that man.
Expound.
I don't know. He was just, we were recording last night, and he was being a little chippy, and I told him when the recording was done, I was like, you seemed a little chippy, you're a little on edge. He's like, what do you mean? And I was like, I don't know. Everything, you seemed a little testy on some stuff. And Ryan goes,
it's a bad running joke, Bob.
I'm in training camp mode. I'm not in the mood for any BS. I was like, oh, okay, all right, the football guy's coming out.
I can't wait to watch him pacing the sidelines with the nosebleed ducklings just following behind, waddling behind.
And they waddled away.
With Mom and the three behind him. But when I told him, I said, you may want to, did you hear what Schefter said? Because I know Brian is pretty friendly with Adam. Well. And he goes, is he saying he's going to get the 60 or way more here or somewhere else? And I was like, I don't know. But in hearing the clip, and thank y'all for pulling it, it sounds like it could be somewhere else.
Could be.
It's just going to happen. 60 or way more here or with somebody else.
This is why tone, though, is important. I think when I hear the end of that clip, that doesn't to me sound like...
That wasn't a report.
No, it sounds more like... It could go way, like, who knows? Who knows what the limit is? Yes. It was not like it didn't sound like, hey, we're talking about the negotiations are heading this direction.
Yes.
So I do think that sounds a little more flippant than it originally read.
He cannot get more than 60 without getting to free agency. The Cowboys aren't going to just offer up $62 million.
Yeah.
When the current market is at 55. In order for him to get to 60, they might get to 60.
Yeah.
You know, by the end of camp. But unless we get to March of next year and it's 3 days before the free agency opens and we're already in the legal tampering window or whatever, there's no chance he gets over 60. I don't believe.
Which, I mean, Schefter just said
it's possible.
He could get to 3 days before the tampering period. I think Archer had said something similar to that to G-Bag last week. Like, yeah, we might be looking at it's a day before free agency when his deal gets done.
We have training camp over-unders, not for the team.
No.
For the radio station. Who gets in the most trouble? Who will absolutely disappear? Who will party the hardest? We need your predictions on the Odyssey app to play. Next for the 6 a.m. club, we have 105.3 The Fan training camp over and unders for Oxnard next. Another Tolo ticket giveaway for the Josh Abbott Band that's coming up at 7:20 here on Sean and RJ. It's DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. We leave for California right after the show. Show number one in Oxnard tomorrow morning on DFW Sports Station. And last night, Brian brought us delivered the news that Jerry Jones is giving us the stiff arm for the annual media party.
Yeah, I think I know what happened here.
They were listening to 9 a.m. yesterday?
No, they got the 1942 bill last year from Ruben, and they noticed there was an inordinate amount of Sprite being mixed with it, and they're like, guys, we're not paying for these rubes.
Bro, the...
Rubesins.
Rubesins. Bro,
the bill on that party every year is absurd. Like, somebody had communicated to me last year what it was, and I was like, Oh, that's even more than I would have thought it was.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you
go to Nobu by yourself, and you can't get out of there for less than $100. And now you got Johnny Walker Blue at 1942.
You're renting the space? Like, you just block that
yeah,
off?
Just the real yeah. estate. Yeah. Just the real estate's going to be 25 grand just to rent, or more just to rent the space.
I will admit, and I was dreading Bobby's reaction here, when I saw the text from Brian, I wasn't crushed or that disappointed.
Me either.
Really? No. We're gonna unite on this?
Yeah, I'm not crushed. I've done it. I'm sorry. I hate to sound. I've done it a million times. Like, I hate to sound.
I've been on the beach eating sushi a million times. Right
well,
over the ocean.
Well, at that, yeah, like
with Troy Aikman and Paris Hilton in the next room.
The Chiefs just want to have fun. Yeah. Like, yeah, we won 3 Super Bowls. I just want to have fun at this point.
I'm not crushed that we're not going.
No, it's a big. It's a long night.
It's too far of a drive.
Yep.
We don't get enough out of it. Now, again, if you give us the midday or the afternoon show,
absolutely, totally
different. Right. But a bunch of people, it's overcrowded, standing in line for drinks, watching everyone, you know, block the path to the bar because they want to talk to Steven and Jerry. I mean, I hate doing this because Bobby, I think, was finally going to go. But I was like, this is too far of a drive. This is too much work for too little payoff.
Yeah.
And nothing will beat the first ever one that I ever went to there.
Nothing ever beats it.
I mean, I've made up celebrities in my mind that were there. I was like, was Ashton Kutcher there? Like, McEnroe was there.
McEnroe, Cindy Crawford, Vince Vaughn.
Was Cindy Crawford there? Mm-hmm. Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, Al Michaels is always there. But I know it sounds a little bit spoiled, but I'd rather just go out near the hotel. And less of a drive, don't have to dress up. Corey hit the nail on the head. One less outfit to pack.
Right.
And I don't have to worry about ironing my own shirt.
Can you blame me for hearing you guys talk like this? And at least me feeling like y'all are trying to be a little like, well, I didn't want to go anyway. You can't invite me. I didn't want to go. I feel a little bit like y'all have sold to me how great the party is for several years. I'm like, you have to go. And now that the invite's not coming through, y'all are a little like, yeah, I mean, we don't really want to go anyway. Well, we're a little too cool.
You'd never been there. You'd never been. You know, like, but it was that Scott.
I started feeling this way last year where I'm like, okay, I'm sitting here for some hors d'oeuvres and one trip. I mean, Shai Anderson, Shai Jr. was probably the highlight of the party, talking to him for 20 minutes and BSing about Peyton. That was it.
That's it.
You know, we're not getting any one-on-one time with Jerry with Clarence Hill there.
No, he's gonna monopolize the entire conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the first year I went to it was at Sky Bar in like downtown, more downtown. That was fun. Nobu was way better. I don't even remember where it was in San Antonio. I don't even remember. But yeah, it's a great time. It's a great time. But I'm not crushed.
And
I'm with you.
And how much are they saving on the bill? Why are they doing it when we're not? Is this a direct shot at 105 through the fan? Wait for them to leave town.
Has it ever not been the first full Tuesday or the first Tuesday of the full week that everybody's there?
Not since I've been there.
Yeah, no, because ever since they moved camp to start on like Wednesday or Thursday, because you know, it used to start like on a Monday or the Friday. You would go out there on a Saturday or whatever.
Yep.
So then it was the second week, but it's never been, you know, beyond 10 days or so after everybody gets there, or a week after everybody gets there.
Two theories.
Were you going to go, and are you disappointed at all?
I was not anticipating I was going to go, but I had enough people with the Cowboys say something to me in the last couple months. No, I'm dead serious. No. As somebody, I'm serious.
The Cowboys are like, but it's not a true party, no, Bobby, unless you're there. No. You really need to show face.
No.
Jerry's been looking around left, right, like, where's the guy with the huge forehead?
You're done? Okay. All right. So, no.
It's not the same.
Not in that sense. It was more just when it had come up that you don't go to the parties. Well, why don't you go to the party? And then we've talked about it. And as somebody like had said to me, they're like, guys, Jerry does this is like, it's a genuine like, hey, I'm appreciative of what you guys do in the media, and I want to say thank you to you. So he's like, even if he doesn't have an awareness that you didn't go or whatever else, he's like, you're basically rejecting the annual gift he tries to give to you guys. And it's like, in a way, you got to think about it, it's kind of rude.
And you still weren't going to go.
I was contemplating. Yeah. I was contemplating. But I think this is two theories.
One, they're out there longer this year than normal.
Everything getting pushed back because of like the initial pushback was affected by that and so they moved back. Or Jerry, obviously, I've heard, I've never witnessed it, Jerry at these parties will hold court and talk about a lot of different issues. Does he think, like, I don't know, maybe he's like, I think that there's a better shot that the Lamb deal will be done by then and I don't have to take a bunch of questions about it until after it's finished.
No. Has nothing to do with it.
They
don't even remember what they say to us in those moments.
They don't.
Everything flowing, I don't think.
It's probably nothing more than Nobu was already booked on that Tuesday.
877-881-1053. So no stories from the media party with the news that came out last night.
Except Broadus. Broadus will still be in Oxnard, and Broadus says he's going. So Broadus said he'll...
I know. Broadus sent the text with the sad emoji face. I'm like, what do you care?
Yeah.
There's a 70% chance you were... Although... Broadus has been my DD on the way home for one of the last 2 years. So I can't crap on him too much. We know that Hagelin, I don't think, was ever going to go. Dawson has already reserved his flight back home for one of the days. So none of that is taking place. And we have a goodbye song for Peyton Russell.
So what we have here is our boss man, Gavin Spittle, had just recently... discovered a website. It's called Sonu or Suno. I don't know. It's an AI website. Okay. And basically what it is that they generate.
I thought you were going to say just discovered ChatGPT.
No. We've had discussions about this recently. There's been stuff in our prep about the idea of, you know, AI can now, it's Suno. AI can now write headlines just as funny as Onion editors, according to research. And, you know, there's this and that, but there's still a little bit of a lack of a human touch and a little bit of human spirit. So we decided to put this to the test. We've got three songs today, actually. We've got a song for RJ Choppy, a little bit of a bass-driven trap banger, which I think is right up your alley.
Like it.
We got a song for Sean Sharif that's a little bit more like an emotional piano-driven ballad. But then AI decided to generate. This is AI wrote it, produced it, and recorded the vocals for a funk pop love letter to Peyton Russell from an AI lady. And this song is called Wispy Love.
They name it too?
Wispy Love, yep.
Wispy love. Producer man. You were so sharp, but your touch just right. Oh, on air you were menace, on air you were teased. Bell wispy mustache, you're the man who can please. Life hacks. He's
inappropriate. Yep.
Drives me to despair. But that little wispy mustache, it's beyond compare. Peyton, Peyton, you're tough to defend.
Look at Peyton.
But honey, that stash is my perfect blend.
Woo!
I know it's crazy. Might be a sin. But fall, falling deep for the mustache on your skin.
Wow, that was impressive.
Wait, so how does AI know about his mustache?
You just key in like certain, you get 200 characters on this thing to just key in like, I want a song about this guy, this is his job, make it in this style, and here are some facts about him.
So AI wrote that, sang it, and put the music behind it?
Yep, and generated.
You didn't mess with it?
Nope. Took about, 45 seconds to generate the song.
It is.
That's.
I hate it.
It's scary.
I hate AI so much. It is so dangerous.
So dangerous. So when you key in, it's like, yeah, he's got a trashy little thin mustache, and he says stuff really inappropriately.
And he's naughty.
Air.
Yeah, you're a little bit naughty. A little bit naughty.
Well, I didn't say that. That was the naughty. AI lady just felt that way.
I think my favorite verse was, "Producer man, you drive me crazy at night. Your words so sharp, but your touch just right. On air, you a menace. Off air, you a tease. With that wispy mustache, you're the man who can please."
Yes, you are.
I've heard about it. Man, play that to McKenzie.
Oh, yeah.
Getting your own song written about you. He's got that swagger, that charm so rare, touch of rebellion, a flare in the air. He's inappropriate.
Yes, he
drives
is.
Me to despair, but that little wispy mustache, oh, it's beyond compare. So that's song number one. We will play song number two in Chopping It Up, 740 in the Expressway.
Oh, yours is the best one. Yours is the best one. We're going to save that one for last, and it's the best one by far.
Why didn't you put one in about yourself?
Because I'm doing all the work, guys.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 45 seconds.
Look.
Typing four words in.
I'm generating things and, you know, putting commands in. That's a lot of work, guys.
All right. It sounds like the Nathan Eovaldi market is heating up. How many teams are coming after him? And are you willing to entertain? Are you willing to listen now that the Rangers are three games back? Next on the Home of the Champs, plus another Tolo ticket giveaway for you turning it on, leaving it on next. Another Tolo ticket giveaway for the Josh Abbott Band that's coming up at 7:20 here on Sean and RJ. It's DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. We leave for California right after the show. Show number one in Oxnard tomorrow morning on DFW Sports Station. And last night, Brian brought us delivered the news that Jerry Jones is giving us the stiff arm for the annual media party.
Yeah, I think I know what happened here.
They were listening to 9 a.m. yesterday?
No, they got the 1942 bill last year from Ruben, and they noticed there was an inordinate amount of Sprite being mixed with it, and they're like, guys, we're not paying for these rubes.
Bro, the...
Rubesins.
Rubesins. Bro,
the bill on that party every year is absurd. Like, somebody had communicated to me last year what it was, and I was like, oh, that's even more than I would have thought it was.
Yeah,
which I mean, you
go to Nobu by yourself and you can't get out of there for less than $100, and now you got Johnny Walker Blue at 1942.
You're renting the space, like you just block that off.
Just the real estate. Just the real estate's gonna be $25,000 just to rent, or more, just to rent the space.
I will admit, and I was dreading Bobby's reaction here. When I saw the text from Brian, I wasn't crushed or that disappointed.
Me neither.
Really?
No.
We're gonna unite on this?
Yeah, I'm not crushed. I've done it. I'm sorry. I hate to sound. I've done it a million times. Like, I hate to sound.
I've been on the beach eating sushi a million times right over the ocean.
Well, at that, like
with Troy Aikman and Paris Hilton in the next room.
The Chiefs just want to have fun. We won three Super Bowls. I just want to have fun at this point.
I'm not crushed that we're not going.
No, it's a long night.
It's too far of a drive.
Yep.
We don't get enough out of it. Now, again, if you give us the midday or the afternoon show,
absolutely, totally
different, right. But a bunch of people, it's overcrowded, standing in line for drinks, watching everyone, you know, block the path to the bar because they want to talk to Steven and Jerry. I mean, I hate doing this because Bobby, I think, was finally going to go, but I was like, this is too far of a drive. This is too much work for too little payoff.
Yeah.
And nothing will beat the first ever one that I ever went to there.
Nothing ever beats it.
I mean, I've made up celebrities in my mind that were there. I was like, was Ashton Kutcher there? Like, McEnroe was there.
McEnroe, Cindy Crawford, Vince Vaughn.
Was Cindy Crawford there? Mm-hmm. Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, Al Michaels is always there, but I know it sounds a little bit spoiled, but I'd rather just go out near the hotel. And less of a drive, don't have to dress up. Corey hit the nail on the head. One less outfit to pack.
Right.
And I don't have to worry about ironing my own shirt.
Can you blame me for hearing you guys talk like this? And at least me feeling like y'all are trying to be a little like, well, I didn't want to go anyway. You can't invite me. I didn't want to go. I feel a little bit like y'all have sold to me how great the party is for several years. I'm like, you have to go. And now that the invite's not coming through, y'all are a little like, we don't really want to go anyway. Well, we're a little too cool.
You've never been there. You know, like, but it was that Scott.
I started feeling this way last year where I'm like, okay, I'm sitting here for some hors d'oeuvres and one trip. I mean, Shai Anderson, Shai Jr. was probably the highlight of the party, talking to him for 20 minutes and BSing about Peyton. That was it.
That was it.
And we're not getting home with any one-on-one time with Jerry with Clarence Hill there.
No, he's gonna monopolize the entire conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, the first year I went to it was at Sky Bar in, like, downtown, more downtown. That was fun. Nobu was way better. I don't even remember where it was in San Antonio. I don't even remember. But yeah, it's a great time. It's a great time. But I'm not crushed.
And
I'm with you.
And how much are they saving on the bill? Why are they doing it when we're not? Is this a direct shot at 105 through the fan? Wait for them to leave town.
Has it ever not been the first full Tuesday or the first Tuesday of the full week that everybody's there?
Not since I've been there.
Yeah, no, because ever since they moved camp to start on like Wednesday or Thursday, because, you know, it used to start like on a Monday or the Friday. You would go out there on a Saturday or whatever.
Yep.
So then it was the second week, but it's never been, you know, beyond 10 days or so after everybody gets there, or a week after everybody gets there.
Two theories.
Were you going to go, and are you disappointed at all?
I was not anticipating I was going to go, but I had enough people with the Cowboys say something to me in the last couple months. No, I'm dead serious. No. As somebody, I'm serious.
The Cowboys are like, but it's not a true party, no, Bobby, unless you're there. No. You really need to show face. Jerry's been looking around left, right, like, where's the guy with the huge forehead?
Y'all done? Okay. All right. So, no,
it's not the same.
Not in that sense. It was more just when it had come up that you don't go to the parties. Well, why don't you go to the party? And then we've talked about it. And as somebody like had said to me, they're like, guys, when Jerry does this is like, it's a genuine like, hey, I'm appreciative of what you guys do in the media. And I want to say thank you to you. So he's like, even if he doesn't have an awareness that you didn't go or whatever else, he's like, you're basically rejecting the annual gift he tries to give to you guys. And it's like, in a way you got to think about it, it's kind of rude.
And you still weren't going to go.
I was contemplating. Yeah. I was contemplating. But I think this is two theories.
One, they're out there longer this year than normal.
Everything getting pushed back because of, like, the initial pushback was affected by that, and so they moved back. Or Jerry, obviously, I've never witnessed it. Jerry at these parties will hold court and talk about a lot of different issues. Does he think, like, I don't know, maybe he's like, I think that there's a better shot that the Lamb deal will be done by then, and I don't have to take a bunch of questions about it until after it's finished.
No. Has nothing to do with it.
They
don't even remember what they say to us in those moments.
They don't.
Everything flowing, I don't think.
It's probably nothing more than Nobu was already booked on that Tuesday.
877-881-1053. So no stories from the media party with the news that came out last night.
Except Broadus will still be in Oxnard, and Broadus says he's going. So Broadus said he'll...
I know. Broadus sent the text with the sad emoji face. I'm like, what do you care?
Yeah.
There's a 70% chance you were... Although... Broadus has been my DD on the way home for one of the last 2 years. So I can't crap on him too much. We know that Hagelin, I don't think, was ever going to go. Dawson has already reserved his flight back home for one of the days. So none of that is taking place. And we have a goodbye song for Peyton Russell.
So what we have here is our boss man, Gavin Spittle, had just recently discovered a website. It's called Sonu or Suno. I don't know. It's an AI website, okay? And basically what it is that they generate...
I thought you were going to say just discovered ChatGPT.
No. We've had discussions about this recently. There's been stuff in our prep about the idea of, you know, AI can now... It's Suno. AI can now write headlines just as funny as Onion editors, according to research, and... You know, there's this and that, but there's still a little bit of a lack of a human touch and a little bit of human spirit. So we decided to put this to the test. We've got three songs today, actually. We've got a song for RJ Choppy, a little bit of a bass-driven trap banger, which I think is right up your alley.
Like it.
We got a song for Sean Sharif that's a little bit more like an emotional piano-driven ballad. But then AI decided to generate. This is AI wrote it, produced it, and recorded the vocals for a funk pop love letter to Peyton Russell from an AI lady. And this song is called Wispy Love.
They name it too?
Wispy Love, yep.
Baby, got that vibe. Oh yeah, we're shot, but your touch just right.
Oh,
on air, you a menace. Off air, you a tease. Ooh. The bell, misty mustache. You're the man who can please. A flare in the air.
Life hacks.
He's inappropriate.
Yep.
Drives me to despair. But that little wispy mustache, oh, it's beyond compare. Peyton, oh Peyton, you're tough to defend.
Look at Peyton.
But honey, that stash is my perfect blend.
Woo!
I know it's crazy. Might be a sin. But fall, falling deep for the mustache on your skin.
Wow!
That was impressive.
Wait, so how does AI know about his mustache?
You just key in like certain, you get 200 characters on this thing to just key in like, I want a song about this guy, this is his job, make it in this style, and here are some facts about him.
So AI wrote that, sang it, and put the music behind it?
Yep, and generated.
You didn't mess with it?
Nope. Took about, 45 seconds to generate the song.
It is.
That's.
I hate it.
It's scary.
I hate AI so much. It is so dangerous.
So when you key in, it's like, yeah, he's got a trashy little thin mustache, and he says stuff really inappropriately.
And he's
on the
naughty.
Air. Yeah,
you're a little bit naughty. A little bit naughty.
I didn't say that. That was the naughty. AI lady. Just felt. That
I think my
naughty.
Favorite verse was, "Producer man, you drive me crazy at night. Your words so sharp, but your touch just right. On air, you a menace. Off air, you a tease. With that wispy mustache, you're the man who can please."
Yes, you are.
I've heard about it.
Man, play that to McKenzie.
Oh yeah,
getting your own song. Written about you. He's got that swagger, that charm so rare, touch of rebellion, a flare in the air. He's inappropriate.
Yes, he
drives
is.
Me to despair, but that little wispy mustache, oh, it's beyond compare. So that's song number one. We will play song number two in Chopping It Up, 7:40 in the Expressway.
Oh, yours is the best one. Yours is the best one. We're going to save that one for last, and it's the best one by far.
Why didn't you put one in about yourself?
Because I'm doing all the work, guys.
Oh, yeah.
In 45 seconds.
Look.
I'm
generating things and, putting commands in. That's a lot of work, guys.
All right. It sounds like the Nathan Eovaldi market is heating up. How many teams are coming after him? And are you willing to entertain? Are you willing to listen now that the Rangers are 3 games back? Next on the Home of the Champs, plus another Tolo ticket giveaway for you turning it on, leaving it on next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!